I want to get into it, man, you know. Like a sex machine, man. Yeah. Moving, doing it, you know. Yeah. Can I count it off?
Go ahead.
1, 2, 3, 4. Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Machine.
Get on up.
Wait a minute. Shake your arm, then use your palm. Stay on the scene. I like a sex machine. You got to have the feeling. Sure as your bone. Get it together. Right on, right on. Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Listening to WMFO 91.5 on the radio. Here
Medford.
We are in the studio today. Ready to go, ready to have one of the greatest shows we've ever had. Everyone go and introduce yourself. Go ahead.
Jackson, Mim, freshman at Tufts.
At Tufts.
Brian Jerf.
And I'm Sean.
I'm a sophomore at Tufts, if we're going to do that.
And what grade would Brian Jerf be?
B plus.
Probably not.
probably a little lower.
Quick, what's your GPA?
Anyway, we're going to talk about some interesting topics on the show today for you.
Hey, yeah, what's our phone number?
555.
Yeah.
555.
No, it's up there.
5555. Anyway.
Call us and give us your social security number.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that. Nobody.
It's a joke.
You know, I'm just trying to keep the people safe, you know? Anyway. We're talking about one issue.
What's that?
One social issue. Genetic modification. Sean, what are your thoughts?
Of what?
Of human beings.
Oh, that's a completely different direction than I thought you were going.
You can make your kid really smart, good looking.
There was a company that tried to patent a gene or some sort of thing called 23andMe, and the government sued them, and the government won. So you can't patent genes.
No one patented any genes, yeah. Don't do it.
But they tried to make really smart babies.
Anyway, yeah, they failed.
Brian, do you think it's right that they should be able to do that?
I think it's worthy of debate.
I mean, clearly, we're debating it.
I think I'd want to hear a really good argument from both sides before I made my decision.
Mm.
Yeah, it's one that tickles my mind weekly or so often. And I'm thinking about it, I'm just thinking like...
Dude, survival of the fittest.
I mean...
We're so inadequate as a species.
What if the fittest becomes the one who's best able to edit one's genes?
Exactly.
But what about the fact that some of the people who have contributed the most to society would probably not have been selected based on some... physical or
what if society has come to a point where we no longer need them? What if we've come to a state where we could just exist perpetually?
Interesting questions we're asking here. I would offer that it could advance us, it could help us,
but it could plateau us, and it can also
how are we supposed to compete with computers, man?
It's hard.
Humans have episodic memory. Computers have, very structured memory. Like, we still don't have computers that can think and recall the way that humans can.
We
can read in a whole, image at once, or, a whole, sentence, you know?
You know, if line of code is wrong on a computer, it malfunctions.
Yeah.
It malfunctions, but then if a human... There's no one line of code in a human that could go wrong and make a human no longer be able to think anymore.
You're right.
It's more complicated.
That's incredible. Or, what if we just had modules in the brain of an AI? Very, very small ones.
The digital layer.
And they're all equipped to work without modules that are not working. Yeah.
But would you, in what sense, would they be, would you plug them in? Literal module or a...
No, just a code module, like an object, you know? Or a, more than an object, you know? In the code to write in AI, you know what I mean? Every cell around each individual cell they write will be equipped to deal with that, with the consequences of the error that each cell gets. Therefore, you could have a well-adapting machine.
A machine that could not fall victim to one line of code breaking it, but fix it as they come?
Yeah.
Mm.
Intelligent AI. That's the next step.
We need that.
What are we listening to?
A little bad, bad, not good. If you've heard the show before, you've been... pleasantly occupied by the sounds of Bad, Bad, Not Good. At varying points in the show, some including just songs we play, you know, given that it's just a great band, great vibes, you know, a little jazz, we can all do it.
Agreed.
Anyway, we're going to get some, another tune coming up for you on Anything Is Possible Radio, 91.5 Medford, on the web at WMFO.org. We're talking about special stuff. Future. Thanks for listening.
Stay. You gotta come and stay, baby. See. some classic shit. I fuck with this. That's what's
And we are back on WMFO. Just trying to bring you the coolest tunes, the coolest vibes for your 4 to 5 o'clock hour in the afternoon on Sunday.
Yes.
Well, we're really vibing here. Listening to the sounds of Flying Lotus. Nothing could be cooler. You heard a little bit of Buena Vista Social Club. Fine. What's the genre?
Mambo.
Mambo. Anyway, we're thinking a little more about some big ideas. We'd like to welcome Sean back to the program.
Hey guys.
What is it?
What's what?
That I mean, what's the best? If you were to show aliens human music, okay? What music would you present to them to best demonstrate human music?
D-Edward.
Huh? What do you say?
D-Edward.
Oh yeah, let's go.
Kanye.
D-Edward.
Kanye.
Kanye.
Dude, it's gotta be Knowledge.
Knowledge. We heard a couple songs from them earlier. 3 songs. Lovely instrumental stuff. We can't get enough of it here on Anything Is Possible Radio.
I have another.
What else would you present?
I would show them Nickelback.
Nickelback.
And then
you gotta show them the worst of humanity.
No, but
country
the
music, you know.
You show them Nickelback,
real southern stuff.
Who's that guy from The Voice? Blake Shelton. And then you show them Smash Mouth, and then they're like, man, humans must hate music. And then you show them all the good stuff.
Yeah, man. I feel that.
You have to lower the bar and then exceed their expectations.
Definitely.
On next, Nickelback.
Show them a little Get Swifty from Rick and Morty.
Oh, man.
It's exactly what they do in that show when the aliens come to see what they got.
Oh, yeah.
But that's only because all the other musicians suddenly died in a mysterious accident, right?
All the ones they could think of, yeah.
Right.
Brian, speak to Guardians of the Galaxy. Because the aliens in that movie, they have no conception of music.
Whoa. But I'm glad that their only conception of music comes from his one mixtape.
Yeah. It's crazy.
I think some of the aliens actually did. At the end of the movie, you can see a little baby Groot danced into some Jackson 5.
But that was from his mix CD. You know, he had that one, you know, tape on his spaceship that he coveted. And he played all those awesome tracks, and then baby Groot learned to groove.
Right, but Gamora needed some training to even know how to dance. Groot seemed a little more naturally adept to it.
Wow, I'll give you that. Oh, but you gotta think.
Oh my god.
You think other alien civilizations in pop culture knew music? Think about, like, remember the bar scene with Han Solo and Greedo, and it's like Tatooine?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The bar music was such a thing. Like, you know, those aliens playing those awesome instruments.
You didn't hear about, like, the Jedi's, like, what records they were into, you know? Unfortunately. That's a
bummer.
They're
so into meditation and stuff, they must have, like, some track that they play when they meditate.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's what I was thinking.
If you make a mixtape, you should just call it Jedi music.
Jedi music for Jedi's. Jedi Yoda. Yoda's... Yoda...
Yoda's mixtape.
Yoda's mixtape. Yoda.
I will
just call it self-titled
the
Yoda.
The Force.
The Force. It's got to be some, like, bad 80s hair band called The Force or some shit.
Anyway.
In the new Star Trek movie, Star Trek Beyond, the aliens actually develop a language that gets disrupted by sound signals. And so music actually defeats the enemy.
Wow.
Interesting.
Doesn't all language kind of get disrupted by, like, if I yell loud enough, you can't hear James, like...
Yeah, I don't know. It was the way they communicated. Like, it was
very true.
It made sense in Star Trek.
Have you seen Apocalypse Now? That's when he plays Wagner over the Vietnamese when he's, like, bombing on the raids. He says, like, Oh, it's so crazy.
Did you guys watch Westworld?
Westworld.
Oh, yeah. The piano music of all those, like, you know, Soundgarden and Rolling Stones, that was so big in
little,
the show.
Little
like
Radiohead.
Oh, man, those, like, shootouts to Paint It Black.
Oh, yeah, true.
Those, the music in that style made such a difference.
Yo, Let Down. Exit music for a film.
Mm. Oh, yeah, dude. I think movie scores and, in some cases, soundtracks are absolutely crucial to making it.
Dude,
and
go back to Star 80s. Wars.
Oh, true, dude.
That's, like, the most iconic.
But I mean, Star Wars, like, brain is...
Any Disney movie. Any Disney movie has...
Williams.
Very, yeah, very good songs.
Right? I don't know.
Very appealing.
Awesome. Yeah, man.
He did Harry Potter too, the first one, and apparently he took a lot of inspiration from like classical music and like Russian ballet. Like there's some like for Reddits that have like, oh look, this song is just like this song from Star Wars. But all that music is so good.
When we're talking about these songs used by TV shows, we're looking at people who have studied music, you know. Scoured the catalog, the world's catalog.
Spotify.
Looking for the right stuff. They've looked everywhere on Spotify. Anyway, here's an example of a song.
That's,
oh, wow.
That's when you lose your train of thought.
Anyway, here's an example of a song.
On Spotify.
It's called Exit Music for a Film. It's by a band called Radiohead. Hope you enjoy On Anything Is Possible.
Wake from your sleep. The drying of your tears today. We escape. We escape. Pack and get dressed before your father hears us.
Yeah. See pom-poms from the stands. Come on, come on. My fingertips and my lips, they burn from the cigarettes. Forrest Gump, you run my mind, boy. Running on my mind, boy. Forrest Gump, you wouldn't hurt a beetle, but you're so buff and so strong. I'm nervous, Forrest. Forrest Gump. My fingertips and my lips, they burn from the cigarettes. Forrest Gump, you run my mind, boy. Running on my mind, boy. Forrest Gump, I saw you game, Forrest. I was screaming, run 44, but you kept running past the end zone. Oh, where'd you go, Forrest? Forrest Gump, my fingertips and my lips, they burn from the cigarettes. Forrest Gump, you run my mind, boy. Running on my mind, boy. Forrest Gump, Forrest Green, Forrest Blues. I'm remembering you. This is life, I love it's true.
We are back.
What's up?
Ready to talk about some more subjects that I hope you might like here on Anything Is Possible. Anything is possible. Anything is a possible topic of conversation. Am I right?
Easily.
You never know what's going to come up next, you know? So I'm just looking at this image. It's of a house that was purpose-built for watching orcas in Washington State. I mean, that's a pretty cool thing. I mean, like, of all things you can watch, instead of the TV, just go outside, sit on the patio, just watch the orcas. It's cool.
Oh, dude, you know?
Huh?
Latin Way was built for watching mice.
And there you have it. That's what you can do. In Latin Way, if you ever have free time, sit around.
Wait long enough.
Yeah, man. Wait long enough.
Put some cheese out.
Sit on a couch. Watch the mouse eat the cheese. It will happen.
Second mouse just gets the cheese. You heard that saying?
I think so.
You get it? The second mouse gets the cheese. First one gets hit by the trap.
That's pretty good. Pretty good saying there. Anyway, Planet Earth, the making of it. Jackson watched a documentary.
Yes, I did.
What'd you think?
Wait, clarify. Documentary about the Earth or documentary about...
So, the BBC makes a series called Planet Earth.
Yeah, I've seen it. It's a good one. It's a classic.
Classic. I mean, easily, we're talking about the best television there is.
Yes.
You know?
Top five movie, possibly of all time. It is an epic journey. And so, Vice made a documentary documenting the history of BBC nature films from, like, the 1960s on.
Wow.
And how technology such as drones, smaller cameras, have made just a world of difference in how we see the animal kingdom and social behaviors, like, in the animal kingdom.
It's like, before, you could never do that. You'd have to go there.
And be in the habitat and filming them.
Yeah,
now you just leave a camera out long enough.
Yeah.
You get, like, 50 GoPros, leave them out long enough, you're gonna get some cool footage.
That's pretty dope. You can fly. I want to see some, like, sick tiger footage. Is that a thing?
Oh, I'm sure there exists.
Let me tell you something about tigers, okay? They're crazy. They're big. They're strong. And at the same time, really fast. Can run up trees like no animal I've ever seen.
They're just like big cats.
They're like house cats. They're just massive.
They have a wolf hunt in the Planet Earth 2.
Mm.
It's like 4 minutes long of this wolf.
America? Like in the Yellowstone?
In Canada.
Wow, cool.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like, you could never do that before.
Watch Wolf.
You can see your tiger, James. Definitely.
I need to see that.
Yeah.
Did you guys see the Planet Earth 2 scene with the iguana that runs away from the snake?
Yes, the snake. That's like Mission Impossible stuff. It's crazy.
That's so funny.
What are we listening to?
We got a little Bad, Bad, Not Good for you.
Again?
Instrumentals.
This is good. Not bad.
Bad, bad, not good.
No, this is good.
Bad, bad. Not good.
No, but I like it.
It's still bad, bad, not good, okay? Okay? Just establish that. Anyway. I'm thinking about, like, larger animals. For example,
jumbos.
Elephants.
Yes.
Wow, how did you both think of that?
You know, it's kind of a go-to, you know?
All right.
You know, like that's the biggest one, you know, that walks in the land, so.
I was talking to David Nedich, who's our friend from Kenya. He's been on the show, hasn't he?
He has not been on the show. We need to get him on the show.
Well, he said in Kenya, they call them jumbos. And so he was so confused when everyone here called it jumbos.
Oh my gosh. It's just like the Celtics. They're the Celtics. And then there were, and Boston people were like, oh no, it's the Celtics. It's the Celtics. It's not the Celtics.
But wait, why do you guys say Patriots and Pats? Like, when I got here, I said Pates once, because I was like...
Go Pates.
Yeah, like if you abbreviate the Patriots...
You just shorten the word Patriots.
But you get Pates.
That's what you get, Pates.
Pats, I don't get it.
But like, it's so phonetic,
They
you
used
know?
To be the Patsies, because they used to be really bad. Yeah, and then they got good, and they're like, okay, the Pats.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's embarrassing to live in a region with a bad sports team.
Cleveland.
Isn't it?
Cleveland.
No, LeBron James wins every time, doesn't he?
Well, yeah, but I mean,
every other sport and every other thing about Cleveland.
That was a 60-year drought before they won this year.
That's so dope.
And then again, everything else about Cleveland.
Indians still lost. The Browns are the worst team in the NFL.
Right. Oh, didn't they have a parade because they had a perfect season of losses this year?
Yeah.
Man.
That's so dope.
At least Cleveland has the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, right?
They call the stadium the Factory for Sadness.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Oh.
The Cleveland Cavaliers, they did it. I mean, that's legit. You were like, he's like, I'm going to bring a championship to Cleveland. I promise.
Wow. So
I'm going to go to the Miami Heat.
Every sports result this year was exactly what we expected.
Cubs, Pats.
Who knows?
Cavs.
What other sports things were there this year?
Who won hockey, Jerf?
Hockey, soccer, nobody cares.
It's hockey true.
I think I expected the Warriors. Especially
really?
When they're up at 3-1 in the finals. I expected them to win one more game.
Clemson in football?
Oh, yeah.
But no. They blew a 3-1 lead. They blew it. Can you believe that?
Well, yeah, Patriots had the biggest comeback in Super Bowl history, dude.
Can you believe that?
Okay. Browns and the Cubs also.
Yeah, Cubs, you know.
Trump and Hillary Clinton.
Wow.
It's a year of comebacks.
This was so...
Oh, wow.
I wouldn't exactly call that a comeback. Give me a break.
She had a 90% chance.
Yeah, okay, but...
The day of.
I wouldn't... Okay, I wouldn't say a swing in the polls is necessarily... Or like a swing
That's
in the
true.
Projection
That's
polls.
That's just fake news. That's just fake news.
Bless
fake
up.
Fake news.
I feel it's, like
oh my God.
I saw this the other
yeah,
day.
Yeah, we
internet.
Have to talk about that.
I saw this thing on the internet. Climate change denying was the first fake news. Think about it.
Has to be.
Right? Because there was like a body
fake
of
news.
Evidence that pretty much was irrefutable, yet there was all this news like climate change doesn't exist. That was the first fake news.
Dude, the like, economy in is sense. Connected. The economy being connected to the press is interesting.
Did you see they barred?
It's freaky.
They barred CNN and the New York Times.
From the White House, the first
from
time.
From the White House. That is a First
wow.
Amendment violation, my man.
Yep. Did you know Trump is the first president since McKinley to not have a dog?
Really?
Yeah. Every president since McKinley has had a dog. That's how you know.
Dogs are great, man. That goes to show you, you know.
Trump, Trump like, is anti-dog.
Wow.
He's probably like for cancer.
Yeah, look at his diet.
Do you think
all
like,
he does is eat junk food and soda?
The Obamas or the Bushes or like any president would have been like, I hate dogs, but like I'm the president, so I gotta have a dog. You think that was the case?
I think so. Yeah. Why not?
You have to look patriotic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also
man.
No facial hair either. No president since like the 1800s has had facial hair.
That's interesting. Wow.
There's
what
like
is
certain
that?
Like, because there's always just been a, like a presidential way to do things.
That is very true. Yeah, it's a, it has to be like since Hayes, I think, was the last president.
Rutherford B. Hayes.
Yeah.
Wow.
He had a nice beard.
There was one president who had awesome mutton chops. Like.
Oh.
Really
yes,
good
yes.
mutton chops.
Pierce. I can't remember his first name. Franklin Pierce.
Yes. Not Paul Pierce.
No. Not
that
Paul
was the
Pierce.
Previous.
Paul Pierce.
That was the previous conversation.
Paul Pierce, one of the greatest Celtics of all time.
Have there been a lot of great Celtics?
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't Larry Bird a Celtic?
Robinson.
Oh, yeah.
KG.
Wow.
KG.
What are we listening to
Ray
now?
Ray Allen.
Lots of...
Yeah, James. What is
Russell.
This?
A little bad, bad, not good.
Oh, right. Of course. That's
it's
always
not that
answer.
Good, though. Yeah?
Yeah.
It's bad, bad, not good. It's a horrible joke. Okay. Well, that's it for us.
Yeah.
Anything is possible. Never
Until
forget it.
Until next week.
Always keep in mind.
The more you know.
Listen every week. We got some good stuff coming up next week.
More bad, bad,
Check
not
out
good.
The archives. WMFO.org. Always go to that site whenever you're doing work. You know, if you're a student or if you're a professional or if you're just hanging out, go to WMFO.org.
Keep your free form.
And keep your free form. See you later.
Skateboarding? Add knee pads and elbow pads too. Swimming in the pool? Water wings, goggles, earplugs. If we could pack our kids in bubble wrap, we'd do it. Because we love them and we want to protect them. This is Lisa Edelstein with some very important news. Now there's an easy way to protect your kids 3 times a day. Choose healthy foods. Research has shown that a vegetarian diet rich in fruits, vegetables, and whole grains can help protect our kids against obesity. It can even help keep them from developing heart disease or cancer when they grow up. My friends at the Cancer Project are just waiting to hear from you. So so they can send you important information on how to protect your children from the inside out. Just log on to cancerproject.org or call 866-906-WELL. That's 866-906-WELL. This message brought to you by the Cancer Project.